Welcome back to TRP.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Ross Lair podcast. Firstly, let me say it gives me absolutely no pleasure to discuss COVID lockdown. Lockdown is a form of open prison. People's movements are restricted. Socialising is non-existent. Oh, sure, we can leave the house and travel or walk within a 5K radius. Nobody likes this, especially me. But what I have noticed lately is that this lockdown is becoming a joke, especially here in Ross Lair Strand. I am sure it's the same in Kerry, Connemara, Donegal, Mayo. I have noticed, no, I should say I have been forced to see Dublin-regged cars blatantly driving here and there around the area. Okay, I agree, many Wexford people drive D-regged cars. I accept that. Indeed, some of my friends do, but come on, when half the cars I see on the roads are from the big city, and most less than 5 years old, I ask myself the question, do Wexford people buy their new cars in Dublin? I doubt it. Why would they? I can understand the second-hand car market, more choices perhaps, but I would hazard a guess that most Dublin-regged cars bought by Wexford people would be in the 3 to 10 year bracket. And this is where it really angers me. These people who ignore the 5K limit and drive down to Wexford in the early hours of the morning are thumbing their noses at the law and at you and I. I understand Ross Lair depends on tourism, and most people are glad to see tourists. And that is true, but things are different now. We are not living in the normal world. And the longer these people keep arriving clandestinely and setting up base in their holiday homes, the longer this suppression of the virus will last. And when I say they are prolonging the lockdown, let me explain. Firstly, they're doing this by their actions. Secondly, by their indifference to the law. And thirdly, what probably is the most frightening, it instills in the people of this county an apathy, an indifference, whereby we think, to hell with this. Why should we be the only ones to stick to the rules? Why shouldn't we go to Waterford, Cork, Kerry, wherever? Don't get me wrong. I sympathise with those dubs who have a family and believe their children are better off here in Ross Lair during the lockdown. But as we have heard for the last year and a half, the biggest spreader of this virus is the mingling of people. I'll be honest, if I was a young man with a family, I too would possibly do the same thing. But this is where society is always broken down, and in the words of George Orwell, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. Well, it appears this logic applies to the people who have upped and sneaked down to the different parts of the country. It is akin to the scams being used by those who travel to Spain and Portugal, claiming that it's for dental work. But in reality, it is a sneaky, underhanded way of sticking their fingers up at our frontline workers, who, more than anybody, deserve a break. None of us are above the law. I know it's hard to take, especially if the restrictions interfere with our lifestyle, our social life, or our movement. But let me say categorically, none of us are below the law either. None of us are lesser human beings because of our skin colour, religion, ethnicity. We are all sharing this rock floating in space. We all should be working together, especially now, if you want to defeat this terrible pandemic. And God forbid, should there ever be a fourth wave, do you not think it might be clever in future that each tax disc on a car should contain part of the air code, defining the area in which the main dwelling house is situated? It would greatly help the Gardaí in their mission. It would be relatively simple to do and possibly prevent what is becoming a cancer in Irish society, the belief that rules are for little people. Should you have an opinion on this or any matter, please contact us, therosslairpodcast@gmail.com, all lowercase. I'll repeat that, therosslairpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you. Keep on listening to TRP.